And that's my pitch for the Hulk 2. What do you think?
I have some questions.
Like,
why does he get on the Ferris wheel in the first place?
Oh, so the Hulk can't have leisure time now, CJ? Is that what you're saying?
Wow. You have had way too much time on your hands since winter break. I'm honestly excited for you to go back to class next week, so I don't have to deal with all of this.
Please tell me what is so weird about a scientist deciding to spend his free time at a carnival. Ah!
Shut up. Is that Delilah out there?
Looks like it. You know she comes here a lot. Is that why you decided to stop me by punching me in my very defined abs?
What? No, sorry, I panicked. What is she doing here?
She goes to school here? You should go talk to her.
Me? Why just me?
Come on, just go say hi. I'll watch from a distance and give you a thumbs up when you need support. Look, she's coming into the cafe.
No, what do I even say to her?
Start out with a joke or something. Surprise her.
Delilah!
Yikes.
No bleeding on the floor.
CJ? Oh no, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It was my fault.
I'm really sorry. Oh, here, sit down. I'm so sorry.
Oh, stop saying that. I scared you. Besides, it was a pretty good punch. I'm kind of impressed.
Ever since Elliot, everything just makes me really jumpy now.
Where did a church volunteer learn to throw a punch like that?
I volunteered at a hospital too. You'd be surprised at how dangerous volunteering really is.
Oh yeah, you were at Elliot's hospital for a bit, weren't you?
I was. This actually isn't the first time I've punched someone in your family. Do you want me to ask Winnie for some ice?
No. I'm okay.
Are you sure? You zoned out there for a second. Do you think you have a concussion?
I'm fine, I promise. I just got distracted for a second.
Arthur? What are you...
I'm trying to communicate undercover.
You're my least favorite customer.
I know that, but just give me a minute. And hello, Winnie. It's nice to see you too. How was your winter break? Mine was great, thanks for asking.
I don't get winter breaks. I have a job, and you're the worst part of it.
Yes, that's understandable. But Delilah just punched my little cousin in the face, and now I think they're flirting.
Arthur, that is not a good foundation for a stable relationship.
Well, sometimes it's the only way to get two people talking.
Was it a good punch?
Oh, it was amazing. You should have seen it. I was a few feet away, and I still heard his nose crack.
Ew! Try to film it for me next time.
You got it, dude. Oh, he's looking over here again. Give him a thumbs up.
Why?
Just do it. It's for moral support. You're doing great.
I think I broke your nose.
What? Oh, really? Because it doesn't feel that bad. Ow! Oh, yeah. You know what? I think you're right.
Should I take you to a hospital?
Can you just do something? You worked in a hospital?
I volunteered in one. I have no actual medical experience. Please remember that.
You're still the first person we'll come to if we get hurt.
As long as you don't get stabbed or something.
You know Arthur has a sword, right?
Yes, and I would appreciate it if it stayed outside of our friends' bodies. Do you think you can help me maintain that rule?
It's a big ask, but I'll see what I can do.
Well, I do know if you have a concussion, then you probably shouldn't sleep tonight.
So, do you want to stay up with me all night? I mean, just to make sure that I don't pass out and die. We could watch some movies or something.
I should probably be studying tonight with finals coming up and...
Right! Yeah, of course.
Oh, but maybe you could hang out while I study. I mean, Lynn and Lucy will be there too, so you'll have plenty of people who can stop you from dying and...
Yes! Yeah! That sounds great.
Would it be okay with your mom?
She's happy that I'm making friends. It'll be okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Do you think they're going to kiss, or can I get back to work?
Nah. This whole thing is really unromantic. You can go.
Why are you guys part of the church band?
Help.
Okay. I'm leaving.
No, wait!
What?
Do I look hot in this choir robe, or did Arthur just say that because we're dating now?
Are you two living in a fucking sitcom? Whatever. Look, let's just try this another time. I need to get out of here before the Christian Lord sets my gay witch ass on fire. You two figure this out on your own.
Wait! Come back! Elliot is too socially anxious to leave now.
He's right. I put on the robe and everything.
Hi, guys. Feel free to start warming up, both your instruments and your prayers. That's just a little joke to start this beautiful day off with a smile.
Her.
Oh, and also, please remember, we are cutting the verses in Latin.
Oh, thank goodness.
Elle, we're not actually going to... Never mind. You're Delilah?
Yes.
Great. I have a question for you. About church. Can we talk privately?
I need to go over the music changes.
I'll only be a second. I promise. Elliot?
Yeah?
Watch the pews.
You got it, dude.
I'm not really the person to ask about these kinds of things.
Just 2 minutes, please.
Fine.
This is going to be really weird, and I'm sorry, but...
Please don't ask me questions about Catholicism. I really have no idea. I just volunteer here, and...
Wait, just calm down.
I'm Jewish!
That's not... Really? We're gonna get into that later. No, it's gonna bother me. What are you doing in a Catholic church?
I just like volunteering to help different organizations.
All right, that's insane, but we're moving past it. Because what I'm about to tell you is crazier.
I volunteer at a Jewish temple, too. My dad's Jewish, but my other dad's Catholic. Being a junior hospital volunteer is just for fun, though.
Okay, it's fine. I'll get over it. Delilah, I've never quite gotten this right. And you're my last chance, so please... Just stick with me for a second, all right?
I don't like this.
I know. No one ever does. So, here's the thing. I'm gonna need you to hold this sword.
Excuse me?
Shit!
You're disgusting!
You volunteer in a church! Where did you even learn to punch like that?! I'm gonna sit down.
You stay away from me.
I see you messed this up again.
Lynn, there is absolutely no way to do this in a smooth manner. You just have to go all in. Delilah, in this case... Oh, hold on. I can't get back up. Everything's... dizzy. Oh my God!
You can't say his name in vain in his house!
Oh no! You were talking about an actual sword?
Yes. I'm sorry if that wasn't clear.
Why did you bring a sword into a church anyway? Who are you?
My name is...
Arthur.
Right. Arthur. I know. I was just taking a dramatic pause.
Can we actually speed things up? People are starting to show.
Delilah, do you have plans for the rest of the day?
Yes.
Well, you don't anymore. I'm sorry. Hey, can you hold my sword for a second?
Why?
Because I need to find some ice for my black eye, and the room is spinning. And if I trip, this thing is going right into my jugular.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry. Here, I'll take it.
Throw Excalibur into the lake. Let it rest there. It need not be.
Your unwavering conviction inspires me to be a better man.
I nabbed him in the church. And that blasphemy.
Without your loyalty, Arthur would not be successful.
Do you believe my love is still?
Certainly the Lord understands of a night in its rest.
Even my master.
All are well in this house. Even tired.
My truest friend, break your fast with me on this morning.
So, I'm gonna need to cancel all of my plans for today.
Friday Night Fights.
Come with me. We can talk in the bathroom. Lock the door. Where did you get this?
Lynn found it.
I gave this to the lake. It wasn't supposed to come back out.
It's not like I went looking for it.
Oh, this is bad. This is so bad.
Yeah, it's horrible. Look at my eye. You gave me a black eye.
This sword is legendary. Do you realize that?
Yeah, it's my sword.
Magic was supposed to die with King Arthur. If Excalibur comes back, then other things can come back too. This sword has killed things that the world can't even imagine. This sword has killed dragons.
Yeah, recently.
Excuse me?
You've got a lot of catching up to do, Bedivere.
How do you know who she is?
I told Sir Bedivere to throw Excalibur back into the lake. It was my last command as king. Hey, what did you do after I died?
I became a hermit.
Whoa, like a crab?
Oh, no.
I know. It's bad.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of very interesting information very quickly. So let's just back up a second. Tell me if I'm getting everything right. You're King Arthur, but for some reason you've been reincarnated as a teenage frat boy?
That's not my whole personality.
It's so close, though.
You found Excalibur, which means magic is kicking off again, and that's wonderful, isn't it? Is it? That's not going to cause problems.
I had to fight Mud.
I'm Merlin.
What? No, do not get ahead of me. So now King Arthur and Merlin are here for some reason.
We're getting the band back together.
And there are dragons and sentient mud, I guess. And now I'm part of it because apparently I'm the reincarnation of Sir Bedivere. Did I get it?
You forgot the part where you punched me.
And you're also the last knight to find out about all of this.
I woke up an hour ago. And honestly, I feel as though I am not yet mentally ready to digest all of the information I am currently receiving.
Hey, you're doing way better than Gawain.
Not a compliment. Everyone is always doing better than Gawain.
Yeah.
Hold on. I get that you're King Arthur and she's Merlin, but who are you?
Oh, sorry. I'm Lancelot.
Really? You and Arthur made up?
Oh, they more than made up.
Not a good time!
Okay, this is a lot. I need to clear my head. I'm gonna go home and I'm gonna bake a cake.
A cake?
I bake when I'm stressed or nervous, and right now I'm both.
Wait, can I have the sword back? Did you just drop Excalibur? On the bathroom floor? In God's house?
Sorry. I didn't know where to put it.
My hand!
What about Sunday Mass?
I don't care. I'm Jewish.
Friday Night Fights.
I think that one went really well, guys.
She gave me a black eye.
Go big or go home, Arthur.
Why are we even at the mall anyway?
I need shorts.
Shorts?
Shorts, Arthur. I need shorts. I packed for winter and it's hot in Texas, so I need to buy a pair of shorts.
And I wanted a soft pretzel.
So, do you want us to come with you, or can we meet you outside Hot Topic in a half hour after we get pretzels?
I never said I was going to Hot Topic.
Are you going to Hot Topic?
Shut up.
I don't need magic to know where you buy the majority of your clothes, Lynn.
Just meet me there in half an hour, okay?
Do you want to go shopping before we get pretzels?
Yeah! Wait, hold on. Let me pull up Walking on Sunshine really quick so we can have a shopping montage.
Oh, you're my dream girl.
Thanks, I try. Oh, Rut-Row gang. I don't have a good connection in here. I think we're gonna have to just go regular shopping.
Well, damn, you're right. It can't be a real montage unless Walking on Sunshine is playing.
We can just imagine it.
It's not the same.
I know, bud. I know. Hey, maybe you could do an acoustic cover of it on your guitar. You know I'm kidding.
One day, I'll learn how to play. Probably.
You don't even have a guitar.
Well, I'll buy one as soon as we're not in constant mortal danger, okay? And I'll play Wonderwall for you at every party.
Aw, that's so sweet of you. You are such a good boyfriend. I don't deserve
you. You don't. I'm fucking amazing.
Okay. How about we go try on big goofy sunglasses together?
Yeah, and do you think the game store will let us play a quick round of Wii Sports? To see if we want to buy it, obviously. You know, testing the experience.
Well, it looks like we have a long day ahead of us in here.
Then we better get started.
Well, we have 15 minutes before we're supposed to meet Lane here.
God damn, this good pretzel.
Yeah, we bought all of this really fast.
I feel like I didn't try on enough bad shirts for you to reject.
Arthur, do you know how hard it is to find a shirt that you look bad in with your chest muscles?
It really is a blessing and a curse. Lynn is totally going to steal my new Hawaiian shirt, right?
Oh yeah, it's her style. I doubt she'll steal my polo shirt though, so I'm safe.
So aren't you glad you came to Texas with me?
Well, I still don't like it, but I guess I can't do anything about it.
And you still won't tell me why you're so jumpy about being close to Louisiana?
It's probably nothing, but I promise. You'll find out if it's not.
Ooh, ominous. I like it. You're really throwing some spice into our relationship early on, and I am into it. I'm always at half-mast for adventure.
That's good. I always want to keep you on your toes, Arthur.
Yeah, well, don't go too crazy. I don't want to get my heart broken.
Do you think I would do that?
No, not like that. I just mean, I don't want you to get hurt, you know?
I didn't want to come here in the first place. If either of us gets hurt, I'm sorry, but it's on you.
No one's gonna get hurt. Delilah's a junior hospital volunteer.
Or maybe. Maybe it is partly on me. I mean, it would be selfish of me to leave, but staying, well, it would be selfish of me to stay, too. I want to be with you when this all ends.
My right-hand man. Girl. Woman. Girlfriend. You get it.
Yeah. And if I do ever break your heart, just know it was an accident and I'll make up for it eventually.
I don't think I'll ever have to take you up on that, but thanks for telling me. I love you.
Wait. Like, love me as Lancelot, your best friend? Like, you trust me or, you know, the other way?
Both. It's definitely both. I would say it's too early, but actually it's been over 1,000 years, so I think it's okay.
Well, I love you too. In both ways.
Nice. Want to go make out in the IKEA across the street?
Next to the meatballs?
You're goddamn right next to the meatballs.
Okay, I'll text Lan and tell her to just meet us at the bikes later.
Just tell her it's meatball time. She'll know what it means. Let's go! Friday Night Fights was created by Ashton Laurel, co-written and edited by Hannah Steele, produced by Strummer Steele, and directed by CM Bullock and Hannah Steele. Original music and sound design was by Tyler Ginelli, and art by William Walker. This episode featured Ian Kennedy as Arthur, Ashton Laurel as Elliot, and Charlie Rat Sutton as Lynn, along with CM Bullock as Winnie, Strummer Steele as Delilah, and Gerard Marquez as Sawyer. For more Friday Night Fights content, visit us on Twitter at FKFTweets, Instagram at FKFGrams, Tumblr at Friday Night Fights, and like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. See you Friday. FKF was not recorded in front of a live studio audience.